Today on the podcast, Kyle and I break down three different content creation strategies that you can do to build your brand, whether you're looking to recruit, whether you're looking to get more buyers or sellers in your local market, whether you're looking to get people that are moving to your area. We break down three different types of strategies to help you kind of point you in the right direction for your content marketing. That's all on this week's episode of Real Estate Success, the Whistle Away Podcast. People talk all the time about you need to make more content, 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 right? Content is king, all this sort of stuff. But I think sometimes people hear that, I need to post more on social, and they don't know what to do. So they either go one of a few routes. One is they know exactly what to do and they execute on it perfectly. I mean, that's the far minority. Two is they don't know what to do, they get overwhelmed, and they say, I'm not going to post anything because I don't want to do it wrong. Something like I would do. Three is, cool, I need to post content. I'm going to hire someone to just post my content for me, and they outsource it, and it doesn't feel real or legitimate or valuable. It's just posting for the sake of posting. I want to talk about how do we do number one, or how can people do number one? What exactly should they do? How do they do it so that they don't fall into the other two traps?
Yeah, you can do that.
Good.
Cool. Yeah, I'm content's huge. And like you said, the one, you can't have somebody post. Realtors, y'all are fucking lazy, right? Like, you guys just constantly, I see this on social media. Who can post on social media for me? Motherfucker, you're on social media. You're posting for yourself right now. Like, sorry. Like, social media is just not something that you can truly outsource. You can supplement with some outsourced solutions, but at the end of the day, like, social media, it's got to be you. It's just one that, like, if you think that even the biggest influencers in the world have people doing all their social media for them, no. Like, they have advisors, they have people helping to guide them, but at the end of the day, it's them, it's their voice, and you're no different. So you got to control your own social. Like, quit trying to be lazy. There's no easy button for it. That's something you've really got to do. I personally respond to all my own DMs, all my own comments, like, you know, Brian responds to everything for the show. Like, we take care of our own. None of you are that big that you can't do your own shit. Like, I'm sorry.
Tony Robbins is listening to this. He goes, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you guys aren't at that level. Like, I guarantee you, Tony still does the majority of his own posting. Like, y'all, if Tony can still do his own posting, you're no different. So, I think that's huge. So I'm excited. Yeah. Let's jump in. We'll share, you know, a couple different directions that you can go. Some stuff that we do have done or going to do more of. So I'm excited. Let's jump into it.
Good.
Cool. Welcome to the Whistle Away Podcast, guys. My name is Kyle Whistle, your host with EXP Realty in San Diego.
I'm Brian Cochi with Whistle Realty Group.
The goal of the show is to give you the tools, techniques, and tactics to go out there and crush it in your business. The way that we like to do that is to answer the questions that you have for us. If you ever have a question, just go to thewhistleway.com. You can ask us questions on there. You can subscribe to the podcast and YouTube channel and join our private Facebook group and email newsletter where we send out a lot of tips and tricks and get added to our referral list. I literally just sent another referral out while we were sitting here. So we refer a lot of people out that are leaving San Diego. And lastly, if you want to learn more about creating content and diving deep into media, whether it be video, audio, or a combination thereof, we have a course called the Media Mayor Mastermind. We teach you everything that we've learned over the last, we're at 9 years?
Yeah.
9 years of creating content together. We'll bundle that up in a nice tight little package and shortcut that learning curve for you massively. So all that stuff's at thewhistleway.com. All right, let's jump in, dude.
Let's do it. So what should we post? Just tell me the answers now.
Yeah, I mean, there's two, I guess three things right now that that I like the most for content creation strategies. So one is what we're doing right now. I'm a huge fan of podcasting. I think that organic conversations are far more effective today than scripted videos. So as a consumer of content, I appreciate conversational content as opposed to scripted content all day long. And so, you know, if you're trying to come up with content creation strategy, I would definitely consider a podcast being a part of that strategy. Obviously, you need to, if you're going to do a podcast, you've got to have a target audience in mind. You've got to do that. Obviously, the audience for this podcast that you're consuming right now is agents. So we're very clear that's who our audience is, and the content that we create on this podcast is going to be geared towards you as an agent. The beauty of a podcast is that there's obviously, it's a podcast, so there's the audio version of this, and you know, we have that content going on all of the different podcast platforms. So whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, you know, it's on all the different platforms that are out there. But then if you're going to sit and you're going to have a conversation with somebody, might as well put a freaking camera on you. So we record all of this content on video. We do live stream it to, you know, give those that are following us a little bit of like early access to stuff, mm-hmm. a little behind the scenes of the content that we're creating. So right now this podcast is streaming into, you know, private Facebook groups and whatnot that we've created. So you have that feed. Then we take the content, we cut it up into pieces. There's software, whether you have your own editors or something like Opus. There's software that could take your podcast and cut it up into 5, 10, 20 clips out of a single podcast episode. Now you have all the short form content that you can put out there. Then you could take some of the quotes from it. You can create what are often referred to as quote cards. Or you could take some of those quotes, you could attach an image to them and you can create a long form post out of it. Like there's so many things that you can do from a single podcast episode. So huge fan of podcasting for content creation right now.
Okay. Number two.
I was waiting to see if you had questions.
No, I think you covered it. And I think this is our growth and our iteration of what I think you're going to get to either second or third of your favorite types of content. But I like that you said, make sure you have an audience. I always say when people talk to me about, hey, how do I do this? If you have a different audience, you need a different channel. You need a different platform. You need it separate. So you shouldn't have a podcast that talks about buying and selling in San Diego and join my team. And here's this really cool MLS tool. And have you heard about my special VIP buyer pro? It's gotta be very specific to a specific audience. And then again, just taking it and multiplying it.
Cool. Which one do you want me to go to next? You know the other two I'm gonna hit.
Let's go to Media Mare.
Media Mare. So local community content.
Local community, yeah.
Okay, cool. So the other one, this is one when Brian and I first got together 9+ years ago, it was funny because we sat down to do a meeting and to talk about strategy of what kind of content we wanted to create. And I was like, I have this idea. I want to do this thing where I go and I interview all the local business owners and I want to learn about, and I just moved into a new community. I wanted to learn everything about that community. I was like, we might as well put it all on camera. Brian was like, I've been wanting to do the same thing. And it was perfect. We're like, all right, this is a good match.
I said, how much do we charge them?
Yeah. And Brian was like, how much do we charge them? And I'm a Gary Vee fan. I was like, nothing. This is a jab in the jab, 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 right hook strategy, which if you guys haven't ever read that book, jab, 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 right hook is all about just give, give, give before you ever ask for something in return. And that strategy has paid dividends over the years for us. So huge fan of just doing things to give. And so the premise of the strategy is that most real estate agents are creating content that nobody really cares about. They don't give an F about their new listing, their open house, they're just sold. Like there's very few people that really care about that stuff. So I was like, let me create content that they do care about. And I want to create content specific to the community. At that time was Santee. I just moved into that community and was like, well, let's go. Let's focus on this community that I now live in. And so we started shooting episodes of this show called Santee Saturdays, where we would just go and interview all of the business owners. We ended up doing like 100 episodes of the show. We would show up and we would, sit down, do an interview with them and record some B-roll and just put a little video together, just spotlighting all of these different businesses. And these videos had thousands and thousands and thousands of views. That we built up, you know, an Instagram that has like 10,000 plus followers, a Facebook page that has like 20,000+ likes. And then we spun a Facebook group off of it that has thousands of people in it, all because we created content that people actually cared about. Because they don't care about your listing, your open house. But there's a small segment of people that do. But the majority of people don't. When we could create this content, like think about who's consuming the content about the new restaurant that opened in Santee. Like it's not people that are in like British Columbia that are watching that content. It's people in and around Santee that are watching that content. So we were creating content that our target audience was consuming. and having a freaking great time doing it because I love food. Brian loves food. And we're getting to like learn about all these. And we didn't do stew food, but we did all kinds of stuff. But the food ones were always the most fun. And we built up like an amazing following to the point where like we'd go into businesses and we're recognized. People would want to take selfies. Like it was huge. And we still do that show today. It was actually in my calendar to tentatively shoot an episode today. We started an episode a couple weeks ago. So we still do that today. We've shot hundreds and hundreds of episodes of this style of show now. And it's one of my favorite things we've ever done.
Yeah. And what I like to say when we talk about this is when you said, look, people don't care about your just listed, just sold open house. And that's true for 99% of the time. But getting the just listed property in front of someone who wants to buy that property, it's got to be, you know, the planets align, right? The total solar eclipse, we had a partial one today. Like, it's got to be the perfect timing. And that's really, really hard. And what I always tell people, I ask, I say, look, are you looking to buy a boat right now? And they go, no, I'm not looking to buy a boat. And I go, well, then would you watch a video about all the new features on this new boat? No, I don't care. I'm not buying a boat. Same thing about your just listed, just sold open houses. If you're not looking to buy a house, you don't care about what you've got going on. But what you do care about is, oh, my neighborhood liquor store, or my, that's a funny one, or, you know, my brother-in-law owns a Mexican food restaurant, or, oh, my favorite place to go to the gym. Those types of things are what are really interesting to you. And you go, oh, I know that place, or, oh, I've driven by that place. I want to learn more about it. And so now people are watching it. You are the host, and I always tell people the video is not about you. It's about who you're interviewing. But everyone knows the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for years and years was Regis Philbin, right? How many other contestants can you name on that show? You can't, because he was the host, but it wasn't about him, right? And so that's the whole idea about this show is people get to know you, people get to like you, people get to trust you as the neighborhood expert. And the whole time, all you're doing is bringing up people in your community, in your neighborhood. Back to Gary Vee, he said there's two ways to have the tallest building in a city. One is you can tear down every other building in the city, and your one-story building is the tallest one because you spent all your time demolishing everyone else. Or two, you just build the biggest fucking building, right? And so as you're building that building, it doesn't matter if other people are building up, and you actually want to help them build up, so that way you have a community around you. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Cool.
Got you. Yeah, so in addition to creating the content that your target audience is consuming, you're also building relationships. So one of the beautiful things, the first iteration, we've iterated the show a few times over the years, but the first iteration, we did 100 episodes in one city. Like, it's a city of like 50, 60,000 people. We interviewed 100 business owners in that city of 50 to 60,000 people. Like, just on a ratio, like, that's a decent percentage of people that we got to meet. Of the business owners in the community, we met basically all of them.
Yeah, we ran out.
think about how cool that is to know every business owner in your particular city that you want to focus on. And not only do you know them, you just did them a solid by creating a piece of content that you put out on social for them. And they got thousands, if not tens of thousands, some with millions of views on one of them. That you got all these eyeballs on their business, and you charge them nothing to do it. Like, that's pretty cool to have your first interaction with most of these business owners be like, let me do you a solid, let me give you something, and I'm not asking for anything in return. We've done tons of deals over the years with those business owners, referrals from those business owners, and we have relationships with a ton of those business owners. So when we need favors, like, hey, we're doing a thing at the office, can you bring some coffee? Got you. Oh, we need to have this event catered. Got you, right? Like, these people are all totally willing to help too. So that's been just an amazing thing for us. It's really built our brand. I got nominated for Person of the Year. I won an award for Young Professional of the Year.
That was years and years and years ago.
Many years ago, right? So it's just huge to really build up our brand within that particular community. And then once we ran out of businesses in that community, we expanded it to an entire region of San Diego. You know, and now it's become a countywide sort of thing.
And what's great now is I'm tasking team members of mine to repost or cut mini clips from those videos that we did 4 or 5 years ago, repost them and utilize the collaborator feature on Instagram. And so now businesses that we worked with 5 years ago, hopefully they're still in business, we're reposting about them and reminding them, hey, we're here. Remember when we did this for you? Hey, we're still pushing your content. We're still promoting you as a local business. And that's just going to help the referrals and the recommendations come through.
Absolutely. So that has been a huge thing for us over the last 9 years. We still do that today and still love doing it.
Talk about if you want more information, do a small shameless plug before we go to the third one.
Yeah. Shameless plug. We can teach you all of this stuff. You can go try to do it all on your own. Knock yourself out. But something I've learned in my career is I want to shortcut my learning curves as much as possible. That involves getting me in the right rooms and learning from the right people. So if you want to learn from people who've done this hundreds of times over the last 9 years, you can go to thewhistleway.com. We have a course called the Media Mayor Mastermind. We'll teach you everything that we've learned throughout the years. There's all of these recorded content, and then we're adding to that on a regular basis. So as we start to make shifts and do more like podcasts, which we weren't doing, you know, 9 years ago, that's something that's evolved over time. And anything else that we're doing, we add all that content into the course, and we do biweekly masterminds with Brian and I, where you get to pick our brains every couple of weeks too, to talk about what you're working on and what questions you're having, the issues you're having. So all that stuff is at thewhistleway.com.
Cool. Your third type of content creation strategy. One was podcast. Take a long form piece of content, break it into a lot of short form and a bunch of stuff, right? Two was your local community content. We just spent 10 minutes talking about that. What's your third?
Third. So we, I watched a couple good buddies of mine that created content like this be very, very successful with it. We started our own channel doing this, and then I fell off on it, but I'm now motivated to get back on this one again. So if you follow me on social, you'll probably see, if you follow me around, April Fools, had a fun little April Fools, prank to pretend like we were moving to Charleston, South Carolina. Was that a prank? Yes. Is that something that I'm actually considering at some point in my life? Yes. So it was testing the waters a little bit too by posting that. But being out in South Carolina for the last week, I wanted to start like learning the different areas. Like, I'm not trying to move tomorrow, but at some point I want to. So I at least want to, like, while I'm here, let me learn about the different areas in Charleston. And, you know, if you go and you start Googling stuff, I find that like all the content you get is so, it's just fake. It's all sunshine and rainbows. And I'm not that kind of person. Like, I want to shoot straight with me. What do I really need to know? And so I found myself consuming videos on YouTube of people talking about, you know, what you need to know before you move to Charleston, you know, pros and cons of this area, pros and cons of that area, why this area versus that area. Like, I found myself, I consumed hours of content, and I watched a few different people's videos, and then I found like one particular person that I really liked. And now she could do a lot better job of branding herself in her videos, but the delivery, and I could tell how knowledgeable she was. I was like, I just started watching only her videos. I stopped watching the other people's videos because hers were that good. They were super informational. I mean, literally talking about back 200 years ago, how this land was founded and how, you know, then it was owned by this person and they sold it to this person and then they developed it. And these are developers. Like, I was like, this chick knows what's up. Mm-hmm. The content was really, really valuable. And so it's inspired me to get back on that kick of creating content for people that are moving into the area, because if somebody's moving into the area, they don't know anything, and so the person who can educate them on all the different areas and also be somebody that they connect with, right? Mm-hmm. we did an episode recently on personal branding. Like, no matter what, 50% of people aren't going to like you. Like, the people that are like old and talk real slow, like, that's not my jam. Like, I need somebody a little more upbeat. But I found my person. I was like, she's really cool. I like her. And I like her delivery. Like, now obviously I have real estate friends, so I'm not going to work with her, but I appreciate her videos. But an average consumer, they're going to be like, this is my girl. Like, this is who I'm going to work with. So it's inspired me to get back to creating more of that content. Plus, I do like to teach about San Diego. I'm very passionate, born and raised here, which is also a big asset, right? Like, the person who's born and raised in Charleston that knows where the bodies are buried, like, that's the person I want to learn from, right? The person who's been there their entire life and knows every little detail, like, I like to learn from that person. So it's inspired me to get back to creating more of that content. But the biggest thing that I found when watching those videos is the pros and cons. I want to know the negative. I need to know that Because I need somebody to shoot straight with me. I don't need somebody to tell me everything is sunshine and rainbows. And I could find that some people in their videos, they were like fabricating like cons. Like, no, tell me the real cons. Like, tell
me
about
the con is it's too beautiful here.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sunny. You get sunburned. You need sunscreen. Like stupid shit like that. Like, talk about why I have like 30 mosquito bites coming back, right? Like, talk about that. Because not enough people are talking about that stuff. So the pros and cons videos specifically are things I wish I knew. Those types of videos I think are very important. And I think you'll actually get a lot more traction on those than just the sunshine and rainbows videos.
Couple things about that. I really like that. One, whenever I buy something where I'm doing a lot of research, once I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to do it, I look at the 1-star reviews. I'm like, all right, what do they say? Oh, I don't like this car. It doesn't come in purple. I don't care. I don't want it purple, right? And so they'll say things that I'm like, I don't care about that. Or, oh, that is a true con. Like, that is something I really need to consider. And so I think doing that really humanizes you. It really lends people to go, okay, they're not just trying to sell me. They're shooting straight. So I love that a lot. I don't know the second one I was going with.
That's fine.
Oh, the other thing is, even though the audience for this is people moving from outside of the area in, I still think it can add value to your sphere, your database. Even though maybe they're not the target audience, watching the pros and cons of San Diego State would be interesting to someone who lives in San Diego. Hearing the things I wish I knew before I bought my first house in San Diego, I'm like, oh, you know, that could be still valuable information. And even if I don't watch the whole thing, seeing you put that out and hearing snippets of it, I go, okay, this guy actually knows what he's talking about. And so again, that's when we talk about building that know, like, and trust, really building that trust factor of, I am the local area expert. I do know what I'm talking about, and I'm sharing that with you. Even if I already know the answer, I'm like, all right, cool. Checks out.
Yep. So a couple things to note on this. One, I'm not going to tell you what our channel is, because the last thing I want is you to go on there. You want to make sure in any YouTube channel that you create, you don't share it with people that are not your target audience. So if I could get into a group of people that are moving to California and I could share my content in that Facebook group, that's where I want to share it. Where I don't want to share my content is in a group of 300,000 real estate agents. Because then they're all going to go, they're going to watch like 5 seconds of the video and then they're going to bounce off the video. YouTube's going to be like, ooh, that's probably not good content. But YouTube will do you a solid and the next time that person logs into YouTube, they'll suggest one of your other videos. And then if that person doesn't click on that video either, they can be like, this content's not good. Because they only watch 5 seconds of it. And then I tried to get them to watch another one. They didn't watch it, so they must not want any more of it. It must have been that bad. Let's not show it to anybody else. So you don't want to encourage people to go to your YouTube channel unless they're the kind of people you want to go to your YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just try to get like vanity metrics and get as many likes as you can from all your real estate friends. It'll actually crush your channel. So I think that that's huge. The other thing is, don't be afraid to brand. Like, this particular girl, as good as her videos are, I don't know her name. It's not in the title. It's not in the name of her YouTube channel. She doesn't say it in her video. She doesn't have it pop up in like lower thirds. So I couldn't tell you her name. Like, that's a big problem.
You're not saying her name to hide it. You just don't know.
I don't remember her name. I could recognize her face, but I couldn't tell you her name. And that's a problem. So if you're going to add all this value to people, you don't need to be like, call me now. I'm the best realtor. Like, don't do that. That's not the way this works. But you need to make sure they remember the fuck you are. Like, mm-hmm. These videos, especially if you're doing like the walking tours in these communities, take hours, if not days, to record. Like, get your mileage out of these things you're creating. I don't want to have to go look at the copy in the description to find out what your name is. Like, it should be part of the actual channel name. I don't think you need to hide it. Doesn't need to be the first name, no, but put it in there somewhere. But make it clear when you're speaking what your name is. Have it pop up on the screen what your name is, so that people can remember who the hell you are.
I kind of want to ask Tom to do this. I kind of don't, because it's going to take a lot of time. But every time you say name in that last section, I just want him to pop up your name up on the YouTube channel, on the YouTube episode. So it just says Kyle Whistle, Kyle Whistle, Kyle Whistle. Just all over the screen. Yeah. We'll see if time allows.
Yeah, don't be afraid. Put a hat on with your brand on it, or a shirt or something. Like, man, it's okay.
Yeah. Any other tips on that?
I think, you know, watch your metrics too. So I'll talk about it when I do my widget of the week, but there's software that can help you look at your metrics and your analytics and see what content is doing well and what content is not doing well. You'll find that, you know, here in San Diego, there's I'll just name like a few cities. There's Carlsbad, there's Chula Vista, there's Encanto, there's Acumba. Like, if I'm shooting videos around the four of those and I see that like Carlsbad got 1,000 views and the others all got 5 views, like maybe I should shoot more Carlsbad content, mm-hmm. right? And if I see that like the pros and cons videos are getting way more views than like the things I wish I knew videos, like maybe I do more pros and cons videos. Or if I see that like the comparing one neighborhood to another is doing better, like pay attention to your analytics and create more content around that.
Cool. The only thing I want to add when we talk about this, we kind of started in the beginning where you said you can't outsource this. It's got to be you. AI is becoming more and more and more prevalent, more and more accessible, more and more usable. People aren't going to learn to love you from AI. Like, there is a time and a place and we use it, they're not going to go, wow, I know, like, and trust that person because I saw a 7-second AI clip of them. I think right now it's the bright, shiny object. I think you utilize it as a tool in your tool belt, but it's not the thing you use for everything.
It makes this way easier, especially this last strategy. Like, what are the 20 reasons, like, that I shouldn't move to San Diego? Like, it'll give you 20 and then just pick like 5 that resonate with you. Like that resonate, right? Cause they're real. Like this strategy has gotten way easier in the last year than it was 3 years ago because before you had to Google it and try to find all this shit. Like now it's right there at your fingertips and you could get 20 and be like, I don't like any of those. Give me 20 more. And it'll give you 20 more. And just then now you can just pick, like you get a menu now. There wasn't a menu to order from anymore. It was like you sit down at the bar and there's all the cocktails and everything there. And they're like, what can I get for you? When I sit down at a bar and they hand me a menu and then I can just pick something off the menu, my life's way easier than when I have every option under the sun available to me. So it actually is makes your life a lot easier.
Sweet.
Cool. Well, hopefully you guys got some value out of that. If you did, if you are watching on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button. Let us know that you enjoyed the content. If you want more of it, hit the subscribe button and the notification bell. YouTube will notify you every time we drop a new episode of the show. If you have questions, you can hit us up in the comment section. Brian and I personally respond to all those comments on YouTube. So hit us up with any questions that you have on there. Or if you're just really loving the content, let us know what you loved, what your takeaway was from it. Maybe you have some value to add in there too for the others that watch the video. If you're listening on a podcast platform, if you make sure to subscribe so you get notified whenever we drop new episodes. Also, if you can spend a couple minutes just to write a quick review about how the show has helped you in your business or your biggest takeaway from this episode, those reviews on podcast platforms go a really long way. They're really hard to get. Therefore, they're really valuable when you get them. So please help us out and write a quick little review on whatever platform it is that you're listening to the show. Before we wrap today, we want to go to something we refer to as our whistle widget of the week. This is something we utilize in our business. It saves us time, makes us more money, or just helps us have more fun. What do you got for us, Brian?
Ours is a new tool we use at our last client event, our friends and family event, where we can, one of the issues we would always have is we have our photographers there. We take pictures. Usually these events are on the weekends. We go home and come back on Monday, but we've got a couple shoots on Monday. So by the end of the week, we get them photos. Well, that's good and dandy for some photos, but for photos where it's just, hey, I'm at this event, I want to show it off right now, it was way too long of a turnaround time. So we said, how could we get this instantaneously? And we had a lot of ideas, and they were all bad until Kyle said he went to an event, and they did this thing. I'm like, that doesn't exist. And we found it. And so what happens now is we take a picture with our camera. It gets sent to our phone and then uploads to the internet and then automatically goes into a gallery. What's really cool about this tool we use is it takes it one step further because it's really easy. You take the picture and you can say, hey, go to this website or go to this QR code and all the photos from the event are there. That's easy. What makes this tool even better is they have an extra level where it says, hey, scan this QR code, go to this website, take a picture of yourself. And from there, we're going to look at all the photos that we upload and send you a text immediately when we spot you using facial recognition and AI. And so right away it can see, hey, you're in this photo with these people, you're in a photo here, you're in a photo at the bar, and it'll notify you every time you're in a photo. And this is called Spot My Photo. Is it photo or photos? Spot My Photos, spotmyphotos.com. You can pay for it yearly or monthly. There is a subscription cost, but it was pretty easy for us to set up, and it came across really cool. So now we're able to get photos out, especially for these events, thinking about networking events, agent attraction events, community events, photo booth stuff, immediately can get uploaded right there. So Spot My Photos is my widget this week.
Cool. Mine is going to tie into what we were talking about earlier, is the ability to go in and look at the analytics from the videos that you've created to figure out what videos are doing well, which videos are doing poorly. So you can go into this particular app, you can check out how many views are you receiving, your watch time, your subscribers. You could look at the content and figure out how many new viewers do you have returning, your subscribers, your how many views on your short videos versus your long videos, like so much really cool analytics. They've also added a new feature that I didn't notice previously, but they will actually give you suggestions of videos to create now, which is really cool. So it will give you some recommendations of videos to create based on three factors. One, recent audience activity. So it's showing what topics have been popular with an audience that looks like yours. Also, which searches have been completed by viewers similar to topics you've created, and what videos have been watched that we think will be good for your target audience. And that's called YouTube Studio. So it's really freaking cool. YouTube Studio app, like I'm in here and it's literally giving me this list. Like, check this out, Brian. There's like, what is that? 10 topics right there telling us like what we should create videos about for this particular channel. So super, super cool. So it's just called YouTube Studio. And the new research feature on there is really, really powerful. So definitely check that out.
I like it.
Awesome, guys. Well, thank you again so much for tuning in. We hope you got a lot of value out of today's show. Again, I'm Kyle Whistle with eXp Realty in San Diego.
I'm Brian Cochi.
We'll see you next week.